Wellington City Council's voted to sell and lease its land for the controversial housing development at Shelley Bay. The development has been bogged down with legal battles for years, with filmmaker Sir Peter Jackson one of its most vocal opponents. The council owns a key piece of the peninsula needed for the development. The rest is iwi land. The iwi, Taranaki Whānui, is divided over the decision to sell the land to developer Ian Castles. A group from within the iwi, Mau Whenua, staunchly oppose the sale and have lodged court action over the legitimacy of it. The representative of the group, Catherine Love, was at the meeting last night and jumped up in protest when the vote in favour was announced. And Catherine Love spoke to our reporter Charlotte Cook about her reaction to the vote.
It's not unexpected, but it's definitely not over. I'm disappointed that many of the councillors did not clearly take the time to investigate the facts thoroughly. Some did, but many unfortunately stuck with who they knew and what was most convenient for them.
An emotional time for you now?
Obviously. For many, many Wellingtonians, for most of Taranaki Whānui ki te upoko o te ikene.
It's been a very controversial story for a long time, and there's a lot of emotion and a lot of different viewpoints. And how did you feel about the council saying that it wasn't their job to mediate between the iwi?
I felt it was condescending and patronising. Nobody has asked them to mediate between the iwi. We have asked them to get out of the way. We've asked them to move aside and not make the situation worse. Unfortunately, most of them have declined to do that. This is not over. This is just the beginning.
And that is Mau Whenua representative Catherine Love speaking to RNZ reporter Charlotte Cook.